Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shiley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ferdy Schupp. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ferdy Schupp. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ralph Young. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting third. The left fielder, Tilly Walker. Batting fourth. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Frank Welch. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Hammock. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Fred Hammock. And now, play ball. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Collins reaches second base with a double. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Shiley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiley hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shiley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a line drive towards third. Mulligan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ferdy Shupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shupp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shupp for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Fred Hammock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dykes moves to second. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Collins moves to second. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mostill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Mostill reaches second base with a double. Collins scores. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammock spins and fires to second, with Galloway covering, and has Mostill trapped. There's the throw to Dykes, who tags Mostill for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Falk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Perkins. The throw from Shock and he is out, Collins applying the tag. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 1 in the game. Galloway takes first base on ball 4. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 1 in the game. Welch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Galloway moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Mulligan. Galloway scores. Welch moves to third. Dykes moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Fred Hammock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hammock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Shealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Shealy. The throw from Perkins and he is out, Galloway applying the tag. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferdy Shupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shupp is 0 for 1 in the game. Shupp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shupp picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Shupp. Hauser moves to third. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Perkins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shupp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hauser scores. Walker moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Athletics. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shupp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 2 in the game. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hammock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Ma still hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hooper moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hooper scores. Ma still moves to third. Falk moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-3, White Sox. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Schalk hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Welch takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Welch moves to second. Shovel Hodge now pitching. Beauty McGowan pinch hits for Fred Hammock. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan hits a line drive into right field. Hooper picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hooper. Welch scores. Dykes goes all the way around to score. McGowan moves to second. It's 6-5, White Sox. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 3 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hauser strikes out. Two outs. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Rubiar is on now pitching. Shovel Hodge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 3 in the game. Mulligan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Collins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Welch. Collins reaches second base with a double. Mulligan goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, White Sox. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins scores. Hooper moves to second. It's 8-5, White Sox. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Yarez unfields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hooper moves to third. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Perkins to Dykes. The throw back to home, and Hooper is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Perkins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Galloway hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Shealy hits a line drive into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-3 in the game. Schalk hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shovel Hodges at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges 0-for-1 in the game. Hodge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Welch hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rubiarizon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarizon takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-4 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mulligan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Collins takes first base on ball four. Mulligan moves to second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hooper hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Ma still hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Mulligan scores. Collins moves to third. It's 9-5, White Sox. Bibb Fock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ma still. The throw from Perkins and he is safe. Ma still steals second. Bibb Fock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fock is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hauser strikes out. One out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-4 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.